Your Purpose is Not Your Occupation, by Eric Cooper, published on September 18, 2018. Here at the Stone Table, we celebrate the sacredness of everyday work, all kinds of it. Whether you're a brain surgeon or sweep floors, redeemed by the gospel, your work matters. This is a message so many of us never grew up hearing, so when we see this being declared and lived out well, we like to point to it and declare, "Yes, please, more of that." The following email was sent to the parents of preschoolers at Kingsway Christian School in Avon, Indiana. One of the moms was so moved by it that she forwarded it to us. We thought it was worth reposting here on the Stone Table blog. I wish more kids were growing up with this message, both about the source of their identity and sacredness of what they're called to do for the kingdom in the marketplace. It's great to see a local teacher planting those seeds in the hearts of 3- and 4-year-olds and letting that truth resonate up to the parents. Thank you to Shelley Nodder for giving us permission to reprint this. See if the infectious joy of this email resonates with you. Dear parents, wow, what a wonderful morning. We truly have the best parents around. A huge thank you to. We loved having you come to share about your jobs this morning. We learned so much and got to experience the inside of a fire truck and police car. We got to listen to each other's hearts with stethoscopes and learn a new worship song. Not to mention we had so many adorable community helpers today in class. As the kiddos were traveling from station to station today, it really made me stop to pause for a moment about how we are all created by God for a purpose. Ironically, that purpose is not our occupation. Our purpose is to glorify Him with all that He has given us. So no matter what your occupation is, it does not define you. You may feel that your job is boring or unimportant, but the truth is your identity is not wrapped up in your job. Instead, do you know what your Creator says about you? Check this out from God's very Word. "I am the Creator, and you are my creation. I breathed into your nostrils the breath of life." Genesis 2:7. "I created you in my own image." Genesis 1:27. "My eyes saw your unformed substance." Psalm 139:16. "I knit you together in your mother's womb." Psalm 139:13. "I know the number of hairs on your head, and before a word is on your tongue, I know it." Matthew 10:30. Psalm 139:4. "You are fearfully and wonderfully made." Psalm 139:14. "You are more valuable than many sparrows." Matthew 10:31. "Your job is just your opportunity to shine for God's glory." If you are a stay-at-home mom or dad, work construction, handle money in an office, teach, or protect our city, you matter. Not because of what you do, but because of whose you are. Don't forget it. Have a wonderful weekend. Shelley Nodder, Preschool Director. We agree, Shelley. Don't forget it.